You are listening to KHPT 977 The Bolt, and yes, it is time for Coach's Corner here on The Bolt, brought to you by 716 Maine. Donovan Mann, the sports director here at KHPT and the host of the show. This week it will be a softball week on Coach's Corner, meaning we will talk with Coach Doug Van Pelt from Humboldt High School. We'll jump right in.
All right, Coach. Well, you know, so given the circumstances surrounding the season, you know, the winning formula really appears to be you just got to score a lot of runs. We know that we've seen it over the past couple months where a lot of runs have been scored. So what gives you confidence as a coach to know that your team can score 10-plus runs a night if needed on a regular basis?
Yeah, I mean, that's just, like you said, what we have to do to give us a chance to win. Over the past two or three weeks, we've been doing that. We've been scoring in bunches. We're getting production up and down the lineup. You know, we're not giving up. If we do get down, we can come back and put a big crooked number on the board. And that's what we've done over the last 3 weeks. We've been in absolutely every ball game up until the final inning and had a chance to win. Some nights we have scored enough to win. Other nights we've scored a bunch and it hasn't been enough to win. And it's no secret that's what we have to do. The kids realize this. The kids are going out and doing it. You know, you are facing very good varsity pitchers, so it's not as easy as said as it is done. But I got to give my kids a ton of credit because we have scored a ton of runs. We have won, I think, four of our last seven ball games, you know, by outscoring teams, and that's what we have to do. But, you know, in the end, it's extremely difficult because you're playing varsity softball teams with quality varsity, you know, all conference pitchers and so forth. And but yeah, you hit the nail right on the head. For us to win, we got to put numbers on the board, and hopefully we can do that going forward.
And you mentioned it, you have to have that mental toughness. We know there's a lot of psychology that goes into the sport of softball, and you know, we've seen this team trailing and we've seen them be able to battle back and we've seen them never quit. So you know, when playing from behind, how important is it to have that kind of mental steel when playing a game through?
Yeah, it's just you got to do what you're capable of doing, and sometimes you try to do more than what you're capable of doing, and that's just getting up and putting the ball in play. And, you know, our motto kind of is right now, one pitch at a time. You can't hit the 10-run home run. You know, you can't drive in eight runs on a double in one swing. And so it's just move the line down the process of just trying to get on base and then trusting your teammate behind you to do the same. And when we do that, we can, you know, score in bunches and so forth. But, you know, sometimes you hit the ball right at them, et cetera. And that happened a couple times this week where, you know, we did score a bunch, but had some innings where we could have gotten more. But, you know, you hit it at them sometimes or they make great plays and so forth. But, yeah, it's just trying not to do more than what you're capable of. And, you know, like I said, we're getting production now up and down the whole lineup, and kids are doing a great job offensively, and that keeps us in ball games and gives us a great chance to win some of these.
And then when you think more about the psychology and you think about a batter versus a pitcher in a single at-bat, it can make all the difference when a batter is able to just get up there and, you know, maybe they'll go down 0-2, but they fight off a bunch of pitches. Suddenly that at-bat turns to 7, 8, 9 or more pitches. So what does that do to the psychology of a pitcher when you're grinding out an at-bat like that?
Yeah, and we've scored a lot of runs this year with two outs, and we've had a lot of great at-bats where we went down 0-2. And battled back and come up with a clutch hit or even draw a walk. And, you know, you get 0-2 on the batter and you want to put them away on the shelf, and sometimes you can't. And like you said, that's kind of demoralizing defensively when teams score on you with two runs, or as a pitcher, you know, you're up 0-2 and they end up getting on base and so forth. And we've always talked about, you know, the pitcher's got to beat you three times. And you only got to beat the pitcher once. And so, you know, a hit with two strikes, you know, is just as good as a hit with none. And, you know, they got to beat you three times, and that's our motto. And our kids have embraced that. And we've just scored a truckload of runs this year with two outs. And like you said, that goes to the mentality of our hitters and being in the right place. And that's why I'm very proud of them.
And, you know, more on pitchers here. You know, last time we talked, you talked about you can't really build a pitcher in June. So when you get thrown into a circumstance like the one we've seen here this year, What is the approach you take to, you know, getting maybe a non-pitcher ready to have to now suddenly be thrown into the circle?
Yeah, we just talked about them. I mean, it's a lot of courage to go out there and pitch because, you know, you're touching the ball every single play and the spotlight's on you. And we just want to have the mentality is, you know, we know that, you know, we have infielders and outfielders right now pitching, and, you know, they weren't built, you know, over the entire off season. And I know, honestly, you know, pitchers start in second or third grade when they start throwing and so forth. And so it's just the right mentality of, you know, every pitch and every batter, we just kind of got to flush it, good or bad. And, you know, they're going to hit us. They're going to hit the ball where we're not. We're going to walk some people, and we just can't let it affect us. And that, like I said, that's easier said than done as well because, you know, you're competing out there and want to be successful. And I got to give a lot of credit with, you know, the four or five kids that have pitched to be put in that situation. And, you know, they've asked for the ball. You know, they want to stay in, you know, when they kind of hit the wall and we take them out, they still want to stay in there, and that's a tribute to them. And, you know, and then that affects where we're playing everywhere else defensively as well. And so it's been a challenge for us defensively. You know, that's obvious. But they've given us a chance, you know, to win some of these ball games, and that's all you can ask for, and very proud of them for doing that. And, yeah, it is. It's, you know, it's the biggest mental place out there is in that circle because you have the ball on every single pitch. And I'm proud of the kids for going out and doing it.
And then in the first round of the postseason, we know it'll be Iowa Falls, only a conference opponent, so you've now seen them twice. What have you learned in those first two meetings that you can be applied to the regional game coming up on Tuesday the 6th?
Yeah, I mean, both games decided in the 6th inning or 7th inning. In Humboldt, they got us 4-1. We didn't hit the ball as well in that first game, you know, but we ended the game with kids on scoring base and a chance to win. Worked in that game, and it was no different this week down at Iowa Falls. You know, we had a lead early and held on, and they tied it up and then kind of broke it open there in the sixth inning. But we had numerous chances offensively, and, you know, the formula is not a secret this year. It's we're going to have to put up a lot of runs to give us a chance to win. We feel confident we can do that no matter who we play, including against Iowa Falls, and then we just got to make plays when we have the opportunity. And so hopefully, you know, we're on offensively and can put a double-digit number up there on the board, and hopefully that'll be enough to get a win and move on.
All right, Coach, really do appreciate your time today. Is there anything else before I let you go?
No, I want to thank you, Donovan, and KHBT for the awesome coverage all year. It seems like you're at a softball or baseball game almost every single night, and you know, that's great for our fans to be able to tune in. And we've listened to you on the bus to the end of baseball games, and we've been coming home from a softball game and stuff, so the kids love it as well. And that's great exposure for Humboldt Athletics, and I'd just like to thank all the sponsors and KHBT for the opportunity to have a coach's show and to have you do all the ball games and the time commitment that you put in, because you're out there almost every single night, and that's awesome for Humboldt, and that's awesome for Humboldt Athletics, and that's greatly appreciated by all.
Well, it's always my pleasure. Thank you so much, Coach.
Thank you, Donovan.
Thank you so much to Coach Doug Van Pelt for taking the time to talk with us here and providing his insight for Coach's Corner. Humboldt softball will finish the regular season with a 12-12 record, 5-8 in the North Central Conference. Their postseason will start on July 6th. That's this coming Tuesday. It'll be on the road against Iowa Falls Alden, 7 o'clock. First pitch, you can catch the action here on KHBT. That will do it for Coach's Corner here on KHBT 977 The Bolt, brought to you by 716 Maine. I am Donovan Mann, and for all of us here at KHBT 977 The Bolt, have a great rest of your day. Go Wildcats!